Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 28th of January, and I'm recording at 9:48 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in what was sunny London earlier today. Okay. Well, nervous markets, as you probably expect, and I certainly expect in this environment. But some interesting developments here, which I'm going to touch on with you. Now, let's start off first with what happened in the Asia-Pacific region. Not good on the early openers. Japan down almost 3/4 of a percentage point on the Nikkei 225. But it was really mainland China that took the hit again. You know, the Shanghai Composite was down over 2.9%. That's the biggest decline in the region. And the Shenzhen Composite was down more. But the A shares really very, very mainland indices very weak in here. Now, Hong Kong indices did a little better. It must be said, up 3/4 of a percentage point. But then we had mixed performances. Not too bad here. Taiwan a little higher. Same with South Korea, Australia also, and Thailand not doing badly. More gains than losses. India tiny bit lower here today. But we go on into Europe, and they weren't too bad in the pre-market, but then really fell apart here. And what hit them, let's take the two biggest losers in here. Italy down 3.5%, Germany down nearly 2.5%. And in thinking about Germany, and I own some positions in Germany, and I also, in my trades, I have that DAX index as well. It's testing two previous lows in this region here, but it is having a hard time with China taking all that heat on the mainland China indices, because that's a very important export market for Germany. Now, might it do a little bit better here tomorrow? Well, Wall Street closed higher, not a whole lot, but nearly 4/5 of a percentage point higher for the Dow, a little over 0.5% for the S&P, and best gain here on the NASDAQ Composite, 0.86% to the upside. And that led to even better gains in Canada, 1.73. So you know the commodity, hearing that, you must know that the commodity sectors are doing better, and they are. For sure, I'll get come back to that here in another moment. But my hunch is that the close that we saw tonight on Wall Street was just good enough, and it was down. It was very choppy day, but the bulls just gaining the upper hand here in the last hour or so. Now, I think that might steady nerves a little bit in Japan, and also China is pretty oversold here in the short term. So we could see some steadying come in there tomorrow. Now, what about our China oil combination here that I've mentioned on so many occasions? Well, because oil's actually been doing rather well in the last week and a bit. And therefore, China, which is not doing well, mainland China is the bigger concern here right now. And that was weighing on Wall Street. And then I think oil came through and helped. So what did we actually get from oil? Well, the Brent is trading after hours here right now at 34.45. Now, that's been up 5 out of the last 6 days, and we haven't seen that for a while. And we also have the WTI. That's up $1.35. And the WTI is up $1.43 to $33.74. So again, still trading here after hours. Now, that's people are still saying, well, oil's weak, but it's to say it's been doing well here for the last 5 out of 6 trading days. It did close, or it is trading off its highs. For instance, at 34.45 for Brent, the high on the day was 35.84. But you don't expect, or I don't expect it to go up in a straight line. But it's still really quite oversold, and we're still getting some mean reversion down here. And the no-brainer point, in my opinion, is that we are in a trough area, because this oil price is bad for all producers. Now, the Saudis are still holding out here, and they want to close more production, and they want to force the Russians into a deal if they possibly can. And a lot of people are talking about it. I keep mentioning this, but I'll repeat it again. People are talking about stronger oil in the second half of this year and also in 2017. But against that background, it takes strong nerves, not to mention recklessness, to continue with heavy shorts. So I think we're seeing an unwinding of at least some of those short positions, not all of them by any means, but oil is steady, and that has also helped the continuous commodity index to move up. I think 5 or 6 out of the last 7 days here. Now, it's been a while; it hasn't done that since October, and again, very, very oversold. So my feeling is that in this tricky, choppy, difficult period overall here, one of the better performing sectors here, at least in the short term and probably the medium term, could well be these industrial commodities, because they are dirt cheap and production is declining and consumption is increasing. But the production is the key variable here overall. Okay, a quick drink of water, and I'll come back to some of the other commodities, but let me get back on my normal routine here with picking up those U.S. treasuries. U.S. 10-year treasuries slipped a little to 1.98. Now, that's a bearish reading here. That shows little confidence here overall. So this is some safe haven demand here right now. Now, the VIX index came down just a little bit in here today, 22.37, but that's still, well, a nervous, somewhat nervous level. In the good news department, the dollar index, again, following the Fed's statement last night, remember that pulled the dollar index down from 99.5, and it's lower here today. It is at 98.6 as I speak, and it would be good to see that back further off that upper side of its range overall, because that would reduce the headwind that commodity markets have been facing, and it would also reduce some of the problems for companies and also countries which had borrowed in U.S. dollars because it was a highly liquid market, but they had done that a year and a half or more ago, because the dollar was really quite cheap down there, and people just said, well, it doesn't rally that much, does it? Well, dollar's in a secular bull market, in my opinion, but we are still consolidating that first big move to the upside, and hopefully we're going to stay that way for within this range, hopefully, for most of this year. It's a possibility. It's a possibility, especially if the Fed does not go ahead with an interest rate hike in that March quarter. Now, getting back to the commodities here, which are interesting, the precious metals, they weakened in here today. Palladium down $10, silver down 21 cents. It's really annoying because, well, it's annoying for me. We had an upside breakout of a little narrow trading range on silver, and I put it in a break-even stop, which then got triggered. It was a question of, it's gone up for a few days. Do you let silver go out? With a March contract and moving towards that expiration date, I put in the break-even stop, knowing that was a defensive position because I knew there was a high risk that would get taken out. But we just had a sudden meltdown a little after noon, Greenwich Mean Time, here, and too many machines running programs in these markets and causing these very frequent whipsaws and dramatic intraday moves. It's something I've complained about for a long time, but I'll go on complaining about it. But I think one just has to get on with the job, we know that's a risk. I try to compensate for it by being a little bit more diversified, trying not to chase things in this sector, and also keep positions a little smaller overall, because you don't want to get caught out by too persistent a move in this environment. Okay, now going back to, I hadn't run through the rest of those precious metals. Platinum down $14 in here today to $868, and gold bullion down nearly $10 to $1,115. So they are definitely softer here today. The bullish standout, as I've already mentioned, is that crude oil. Some of the softs are easier as well. White sugar, which had been generally steady, but it tested its high 4 or 5 days ago and it's come straight back down, and down another 7.5 cents in here today. But commodities, say overall, they're in a trough area. I wouldn't be surprised if industrial resources, I would not be surprised if they didn't produce some of the better gains here on the year. Now, elsewhere, that NASDAQ biotech index, going back to stock markets, very toppy pattern, very expensive valuations overall, and that I think is going to retreat further, and that we do have a small list of tech companies, tech autonomies that are still doing very well, led by Google. That's the biggest class act among that sector. But Amazon, Microsoft, they're doing extremely well also. But, we're talking about a very small number that are actually still pushing higher in here, while that index has weakened generally. And of course, Apple continues to correct as well. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.